Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another rousing great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have today?
A lovely couple today, Chris and Ashley. They are trying to determine their vacation plans.
Ooh, nice.
We get to help. Yay!
Everyone's going to Italy. Go there.
We're great at this. The Maldives.
Yeah, that's a very long flight.
Let's start with Ashley. I believe she won the toss. Ashley?
Yay!
All right, how can we help you?
So my husband and I, we're married. We have two kids. And every year we take the same trip. We go visit Chris's family in Chicago.
Okay.
But this year I'm not going. Look, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I'm at the point I need a real vacation, a real one. And
I thought we normally heard all the facts in the case we're just already.
She is a stay-at-home mom. She deserves a vacation. I'm not saying anything about when and where.
Okay.
Yep. Well, the when and where is that I booked it for Tulum, Mexico, a spa retreat over there. And I booked it for myself, and I booked it for the same week that we usually go to Chicago each year. And I'm thinking this is the perfect time for me to get away because Chris can fly with the kids to Chicago and then his whole family is there so they can help him take care of the kids that whole time. And Chris is pretty much says I'm being ridiculous. And he's like freaking out about how he's going to explain this to his family, like how I'm not there. And he's going to have to explain I'm in Mexico.
Okay, we'll let him give his arguments. But like, you are you going with girlfriends, or you're going by yourself?
I'm totally solo, and I can't wait. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
that you get to talk.
No. I'm curious. Could you have gone a different time, or was this truly the only week that you could go?
Look, it's not that it was the only week. I just thought, okay, I'm at that point where I need that time by myself, and I think it's only going to make that time there with everybody that much harder when I'm already at this point. And I figure this makes it so much easier for Chris. He's got everybody there, so it's not really putting him out.
He wouldn't need sitters to go to work.
Exactly.
He wouldn't need
or to take another week to stay home while you like.
He has so much support. Yeah, so I figured it's a good time.
Hey, is everyone in the room on her side? Do we even need to talk to him?
No, I don't even know what side I'm on.
I know what side you're on.
I don't.
Okay, you're calling your shot pretty hard already.
I just am interested in the facts.
Okay, do you want to hear, Chris?
I would love to.
Okay, Chris.
Hi. Yeah, I got it.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. What's your side of this?
Yeah, I think it is ridiculous. Like, why does it have to be the same week? I mean, if she wants a real trip, like, we can go outside of the trip. We can go later, you know, just the two of us. We can go then? Like, what, how, like, I don't know how, this is going to be so weird for my family.
Chris,
like, they're like,
Chris,
where's your wife? Why is she not here with you? She's here every year. Is something wrong?
Chris, you don't understand. You think it's just that I, you know, it's okay, we'll go away without the kids. But I don't just need a break from the kids. I need a break from you, too. I love
wow.
you to death,
okay,
but
yeah.
I just need, I need to breathe like air by myself.
Mm. And you need to go all the way to Tulum, Mexico spa retreat for that, huh? You can't just do it in, you know, where we live, yeah, like have a weekend
to
yourself.
Do you want me to go camp in the backyard? Because I won't actually, here's the
a
thing.
A weekend away somewhere.
I think
somewhere
about you guys all the time. I put you guys first in all my thoughts. I can't, like, every single decision is for all of you guys, and I wouldn't take it back. But I just need to recharge.
Okay. I'm just going to jump in real quick with the phone number. Just pretend I'm not here. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. That took a real serious... I don't think it's as bad as it sounds. Like... As a guy, that hurt real hard. I imagine that hit strong for you, Chris. But it's like, she's underwater.
Right. She's a stay-at-home mom who's just, as she said, always making decisions for the family. Like, I don't know, T-Hack, you have kids who are young. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be so cool to go sit somewhere for a week alone?
He doesn't want to do that.
I would miss them, but I have the luxury of I get to come here every day, or, you know, I leave them. That's not a luxury, but my wife is home with them all the time. So she would be like, I have me time, you know, where my wife is lacking.
Do you
that
think
more.
She would be like Ashley?
My wife definitely makes all the decisions. Yeah. I'm very indecisive.
You think she wants to not?
I think she'd like a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that for sure. And I'm part of the problem.
And you'd be okay with that?
It would sting. It would sting a little. Because
I'd be like a week in Mexico without you.
Yeah. And it would sting a little because I don't know that I would reciprocate that feeling. I don't want a week away from her. So to hear that she would want a week away from me would hurt. Yeah. It would be hard to put myself in her shoes.
Ashley, you genuinely didn't mean it. Like, I know Chris feels a little wounded right now.
Like, here's the thing. It's because I love him so much. Like, I think about him and his well-being so much that I'm like, I'm digging myself a hole because I'm just, there's nothing like left in me. I love him so much. I love my family, but I'm like,
do you think a week away would even help that? Because if it was me, a very anxious person, I would be worried the whole time of how's it going at home. And
but he's got his family. She's kind of diabolical, where it's like she's handing him off to his mom, or I don't know who's in Chicago, but it's
the
like, I don't have to worry. Somebody's going to make decisions for these guys.
Kind of the committee can take care of the kids while we're there.
Right. And it's like, I want to want to come back to you guys better, and I don't know what else to do, because even when I say, all right, I'm going to go out for a little while by myself, I'm still connected. Like, my brain is still with you guys.
Yeah.
This feels really...
But I am always amazed at my wife. Like, I feel like I'm getting better at when we're in the car and I go, oh, did you grab the extra pair of pants for the kid? And she goes, yeah.
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 Yeah, of course we did.
2 hours ago.
Of course we did.
So it's like,
exactly.
I thought of it, but way too late.
Yeah.
You thought of it when, like,
you're just
better at it, you know?
Do you ever ask your wife before you leave the house if your outfit looks good?
Every day.
Oh, that's so cute.
Every day.
I mean, imagine Ashley. She's making the decisions for the kids. She's making decisions about dinner. She's making decisions about school supplies, about paying the bills.
Yeah.
And if he walks up every day and goes, do these shoes match? It's like... is there a thing that I'm not involved in? Tulum for 1 week and abandoning your husband fix that?
I don't know. Because I think this is like a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, epidemic. I think that this is a problem for all women who are married to men with children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris.
And I love men.
Chris.
Me too.
You've been very quiet. Do you have anything else? We're gonna get a jury here, but is there, I know that probably was like a weird thing to hear. Do you want to say anything else, or you want to just get straight to the jury?
I mean, I'm just curious to know how she would feel if I decided I was going to book a trip to Italy. you know, when she wanted to go somewhere with the family, you know, like how would that hit?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine that would be really hard for me. So I'm not saying I don't understand. It would be like Chris, it would, but like, I hope you being
have a great
better?
Time in Tulum without me. No, you know,
don't play the victim right now, dude. Just let's get the jury. Don't do that. I'm just saying, as somebody who's had lots of failed relationships, as soon as you get into that victim thing, then you just look pathetic to your partner, and there it just makes it worse. You're not making it better.
I'd be so bummed if I was him, though. I'm really torn on what side I'm on.
Totally. I get being bummed. This is not easy for me. It's almost like I had to make this like huge decision because I'm never going to like make this change. It feels like I have to.
All right. Let's just do this. Everybody hang on. We need jury members and we need them stat. Taking separate vacations, I kind of get it, but I'm looking for a life partner that I want to, I want to go to Italy.
Right.
And guess who I want to go to Italy
exactly.
with? You.
I think the fact that it's a destination is like
for a full week.
Yeah. Like that's like a dagger to the heart.
But Tulum is like, there's some stuff up there where it's just like hot rocks on your body, yoga in the morning, nothing but fruit. But she's like going
to
try.
Can you go to like Sedona for 3 days or like, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I would never want to be away from Dane that long.
But maybe she'll just sleep for the first 3 days. You know, like to just go, I don't have to go to the pool.
Here's the deal. We get to decide. We don't get to, you guys get to just give him advice. Is this a good idea to leave the husband alone? Or is there a better way that's Sedona or something else? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We've got a pretty difficult Great Mate Debate between Ashley and Chris. They have a vacation they take every year to go see his family. Mm-hmm. And they're going, or so he thought. And she has just said, I'm not going. You take the kids.
Mm-hmm. He's going.
I'm going to go on a spa retreat to recharge so I can be a better wife, a better mother, a better...
The spa retreat is in Tulum, Mexico, which I do think is an important piece here.
Yeah.
It's so weird that like you were so on her side at the beginning. Tulum is not the tipping point for me.
Really? I was not on her side from the beginning. I was on the side of, this stay-at-home mom needs a minute, but...
A week in a foreign country feels like more than a minute?
I would never.
Right.
But I don't have kids yet, so maybe.
All right, Ashley, Chris, thank you for sticking with us. We have some jury members. You can feel free to jump in with any of them. Andrea.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. I'm a mother of four. And it is just overwhelming. Like, I feel her. You don't want to go out. You don't want to be around people. You just want to go and sleep and read a book. Like, lock myself in the bathroom to read a book, mind you. And I have to reread the chapter like twice.
Like, oh my God.
I feel her.
But I understand, and nobody, like, I want to be a jerk to you, but I also don't. Because it's one of those things where I'm just like, I just want to say, like, as a man, like, when I took on kids, it became this overwhelming sense of responsibility. And right. It's like, it's kind of suffocating at times, but you have to remind yourself, I chose this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so did Andrea. So did Ashley.
That doesn't mean they don't deserve a break.
Right. But again, to your point, I believe you deserve a break as well. I don't get a week in Tulum.
Right.
And it's not so much, you know, everybody saying, oh, a week in Tulum. It's literally just a week of peace. Like not having to do for the kids and not having to do for your husband and the teams, whether it's the mountains, like I play on a couple women's soccer teams. When we go, we're not going to party. We're going to play soccer and lay there and do nothing. But I feel her because it, regardless of where she's going, she just needs time to breathe and to be alone. And
okay.
Just,
I'm not mad at you.
You get it. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. I'm like, wow. Okay. But does he get a break?
I know there's a lot of texts.
Honestly, that's what I'm feeling right now.
Does he get to book a vacation too? I don't know if it's New
I will
Zealand.
Say this as a guy who worked while my wife was the stay-at-home mom. I definitely think she deserved more of a break.
Mm. Right.
I was doing two things, but she was doing the hard thing all the time. But no, like, I'm so freaked out by this whole premise here. Jordan?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I feel like there needs to be some reevaluation of this situation. I understand, you know, being a stay-at-home mom is a lot of work. It's you don't get a day off. It is literally all the time. But we also need to remember that he's also going to work. You know, he's stressed out too, probably with his job. For he's sure. got a lot of yeah, stuff yeah. going on, and then his wife being gone on a family trip, like that's a huge thing. And I think it adds a lot of pressure to the family to be there for the kids on a trip that should be all about, you know, their family as well. I think as
but they love it. They love that time. I might as well not even be there. They love the kids so much.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you, Ashley. But I'm just going to say, like, if I go out in public right now and somebody recognizes me as Slacker, I get, where's T-Hack? Where's Erica? Where's it's like, can you imagine going to Chicago that you've gone to at this time every year for 15 years? And it's like, where's Ashley? Where's Ashley? Where's Ashley? Right. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Stop.
And if the family loves watching the kids and helping with the kids, then maybe Chris has this like moment to breathe. And he's like, would be cool to have a glass of wine with my wife right now.
Yeah.
Would it be cool to have a glass of wine when she doesn't want to be there?
It's a little, like it's a different move.
Yeah,
concerning
like,
that she doesn't want to be there.
Is it possible though that she can still go on a trip and it not just be at the same time? Now I understand like babysitters and all of the stuff, you know, but like, I agree. Maybe a week in Mexico, it doesn't have to be that week in that you're planning on going to Chicago, but maybe you can go somewhere a little bit more local for, you know, 4 or 5 days and see if that does it. Because I don't know that going all the way to Mexico is going to clear your mind, you know, as much as
probably will, though.
Just being in a local place.
I'm not even a little different.
Yeah, but I'm not even against any of that. I think I just knew I needed to make that decision and I did it rashly. But I'd be open to doing it a little bit differently, but still making sure I do this, you know?
Okay, let's get one more person in here. And then I don't think this is one of the ones that we're going to go. The verdict is.
No.
But we can give you kind of the consensus and you can make your decisions over the dinner table later. Jamie?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
100% the wife. I can't even believe this is a conversation, to be honest. Like, this is ridiculous.
She just said, I need a break from you to her husband, and you can't believe this is a conversation. Like,
no, I cannot even believe that we're talking. Should the wife be allowed to go on a vacation by herself? Absolutely. Freaking literally. Sorry.
I love you.
If his husband wants to stay married, he better let his wife go on a vacation.
Isn't there an issue, though, that she didn't talk to him about it? She just booked it?
And that she doesn't like him so much.
And Jamie, nobody said she didn't like him, though. I don't like
to need that much. To need a new country away from your husband.
Well, in all's fair, then shouldn't he get to go?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's not a
tit for tat kind of thing. It was like a mental health thing.
Okay. Well, what's the consensus on the texts?
The texts are all over the place, but they are. One text said, "Thank you, Slacker and T-Hack, for acknowledging the emotional burden on women." And there's a lot of that, but also a lot of, shouldn't he get to go too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll just read more of the ones saying nice things about
him. Yeah, there was just that one.
Good luck, guys.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.